I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Why, hello, lovely people of the podcasting world. It's your friend. Yeah, it's me, Jamie. Thanks for listening once again. Weather's been good and you guys are still listening and we just really appreciate that. So thank you so much. It means a hell of a lot, actually, that you still enjoy our podcast. Anyway, for our bonus episode today, we did something a little bit different. I chatted to my good buddy, my friend Jack Whitehall. He's starring in the new Disney movie, Jungle Cruise. Boy, it's a big old movie. And what was hilarious about this, I know Jack really well, right? And he was doing, it was like a junket thing. Now, if you don't know what a junket is, it's basically typically where you, some big actors would be doing a movie and you would be invited into a hotel room and there'd be lights and cameras and you would sit there and they would give you whatever time and you would chat to them, you know, in that sort of setting. Now, this was done across Zoom, but it was still the same setting as Jack was sitting in the Corinthia Hotel and I had to chat in. So it was a really formal environment at the beginning. Which made it hilarious. Anyway, it's a great little chat with him. We laugh a lot. We make fun of each other as always. And it's a great bonus episode. So whatever you're doing, wherever you are, whatever day this is, I hope you enjoy this bonus episode with Mr. Jack Whitehall. And as always, let us know what you feel about the podcast and let us know your thoughts and comments, reviews, and just we want to hear you chat to us. So you can always send us an email, contact@privatepartspodcast.com, or slide into our DMs. At Private Podcast. Right, here we go. Enjoy the bonus episode with Jack Whitehall. Just, I thought I was interviewing The Rock. Am I interviewing Jack? Is that who it is? Okay. All right. Well, I should probably change all my questions. So, hang on. So, are you in a hotel doing this?
I'm in a hotel right now, yeah. Which doesn't really make sense, but I've gone to a hotel to do this junket, and you literally live around the corner from me. I could have just come over to your flat.
This is what I was saying, is that I don't understand why we just couldn't do this together, but it doesn't matter. Listen, you're in a hotel, you're having a lovely time.
And I'm a big dog now. Kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah. He just
big dog has his own hotel.
I'm also just going to put it out there. Meant to start at 4 o'clock, 17 minutes past, so it's a little bit late, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah, again, I'm a big dog now. I pull these Hollywood moves, like turning up 17 minutes late to the Private Parts podcast. In the old days, I'd have been there 15 minutes early, sitting in the lobby, chatting with Boulay. But now, just rolling in on Hollywood time.
So we should talk about the movie as well, by the way, because...
Did you get my rider, by the way?
What's your rider?
I requested a basket of candy kittens.
Well...
Did you send it over?
I mean, I can get it over to you pretty soon. I feel like you could take it on the flight with you to LA. That's what would be the good idea. You should take them to LA with you.
Well, and then The Rock not only loves Private Parts, the podcast, but he's also a big fan of candy kittens. And he asked me to ask you if you're going to bring out a protein shake flavor.
Can I just say, by the way, before we actually get serious, is that holy smokes, buddy, this movie is great. Like, it is so good.
Oh, thank you. You watched it in a screening room on your own on the hottest day of the year.
Yeah. So it was 31 degrees outside. So I went into the cinema by myself, which is quite weird to begin with. And they said I had to wear a mask in the cinema by myself. Anyway, went in there, and I'm not good at watching movies, like, in general, especially by myself. But I was gripped. It is so good.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's like a really fun, like, quite old-fashioned in a way, sort of summer blockbuster. It feels like one of those 80s movies, and it's funny, and it's got like big...
Well, like RoboCop. What do you mean?
No, like Indiana Jones or Romancing the Stone. You probably haven't seen those movies.
Have.
You're an imbecile.
Listen. Yeah, I have. I'm a big movie buff.
No, you're not. You're like,
yes,
you're like that guy that just watches Lord of the Rings over and over again.
No, and ask my favourite movie. Ask my favourite movie. Go on.
What is your favourite movie?
The Breakfast Club. That's an 80s movie. There you go.
Yeah. You are quite Breakfast Club. You're very Breakfast Club.
But it is one of those movies. I know what you mean. It is a bit like Indiana Jones, but also it's different. It is 80s style, but it's different because it's funny, but also like slightly naughty in a way. And it doesn't have those slow moments at all. I just thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the guy who directed it, Jama, is amazing, and he had previously done lots of kind of thrillers and like Liam Neeson action movies, and I think the way he's directed it is like quite frenetic, and it moves at such a pace that there, as you say, like aren't really those moments where there's suddenly a load of like dull scenes that have to further the plot. It's literally just action and jokes and stuff getting blown up. I mean, I'm glad you liked it.
I really liked it. And I thought you were... I had this moment in there when you were... Because you kick it off, big guy. You're the one who's talking it. It's your voice. And I was like, that's your voice. And then it comes to you. And I've seen you act in a lot of different things. And you're great. But this one was... You knocked it out of the park. I thought you were just... Yeah, really good. The only thing I did see is that... It comes up, Jungle Cruise poster. You're not on the... It's Emily Blunt.
Yeah.
It's The Rock. It's Dwayne Johnson. You're not in that bit. So you're not on the main poster or any of that. And then you're also not in the trailer. That's the other thing you're not in. So
I'm in it for
so
like...
It's a surprise. It's a surprise when you're suddenly the voice talking at the beginning. It's a big surprise.
I'm in it for like 2 seconds in the trailer. And there's no... Yeah, a non-speaking role in the trailer. So I think... People's like expectations will be that possibly a bit like with Frozen, I may have been cut entirely from this film. So,
yeah,
you know, it's a pleasant surprise that I'm actually in it.
Have you watched it a few times? How many times have you seen it?
I've seen it a couple of times. I mean, I've only seen it once with all of the CGI put in and all of the music. I've seen it before that when it was a sort of work in progress and it was really hard to watch because, you know, like half of it had been finished and then half of it was just us like running along with a green screen behind us. So I've only seen the finished version of the movie once, and I saw it on a laptop in a like hotel room. And so I've never seen the finished version of the movie on a big screen. So I'm kind of excited for the premiere. That will be the first time that I've seen it on a big screen. Yeah.
You like those premieres, don't you? Lots of cameras and people cheering. That's what you're in it for. You're in it for the fame. That's what you're in it for.
I'm not in it for the podcast.
You're not in it for the podcast. But dude, because there's lots of different things where I think, you know, especially when you go into like, because this is, and maybe it's fair to say, and maybe it's not fair to say, this is like your big movie.
Yeah.
I would say, right?
Yeah.
This is the big one.
Yeah.
So when you get the call up to do this, and you know that Emily Blunt's doing it, you know that Dwayne The Rock Johnson's doing it, and then you have to do your first scene with these guys. Are you a little bit nervous? Are you freaking out? Or are you completely chilled with it?
I was quite nervous. I mean, I'd met Emily before because I'd screen tested with her. That's how the process worked. I self-taped where I did an audition tape with my mum.
Did you have this? You had to self-tape?
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Yeah, I had to self-tape, send it in. Loads of other people were auditioning for this part. It was like, you know, open casting. And then I sent in these self-tapes. They liked them. I was on travels with my father at the time. I was in Eastern Europe. And I remember getting a call saying they'd like me, along with four or five other actors, to fly to New York to screen test with Emily Blunt. And I was like, I've got to do this. And it was in the middle of the shoot, so my dad was furious. He was like, you're never going to get it. And I was like, well, I have to take the shot. So I went, got on a plane in Eastern Europe, had to fly connections to New York. My dad was left in Bavaria, where he had to film a load of scenes with a double, which he was, again, furious about. I landed in New York in this hotel, like, sleep-deprived and terrified, and knew that I was kind of auditioning against, like, a couple of other really good actors. So was kind of bricking it and went into the room and met Emily, and she was unbelievable, so nice, like instantly put me at ease, like instantly joking. We sort of grew up in the same area, so like found some common ground. And
do you mean you found common ground? Is that what you went in with? You're from Putney, I'm from Putney.
Yes.
That's our
and
common
we discovered ground. That our mums get our hair cut at the same hairdressers in Barnes. That was like the common ground. And once we'd started talking about Timothy Williams of Timothy Williams Hair Design Barnes, you know, I was,
she was like,
ease.
This guy's got it.
I nailed the audition. Has... Yeah, I got it. But then I didn't find out for a couple of days. So I then flew back to Hungary to finish travels with my father. And I was in a nightclub in Budapest at 3 o'clock in the morning, dancing to techno music with all of the crew. And I got a call saying that I got the part. And I just
went crazy.
Started crying, bought everyone in the club a drink. It was
dude,
amazing.
That is insane.
Yeah.
That is also, I feel like maybe it doesn't happen, but when you go into those audition things, I think what happens is that because people get nervous in auditions and because you really want the part, it almost makes you you have to always stay calm in those situations. Otherwise you tend to like overact or go for it too much. You always have to kind of chill out in those situations. But I feel like Jungle Cruise is going to be the next, for me watching, it's like the next sort of, Pirates of the Caribbean. I think it's going to go on and on and on. And would you be upset if they cut you from Jungle Cruise 2? Would that be...
What, if they killed me off?
They killed you off.
What, killed me off in between films, so I don't even get to die on screen. Yes, Jamie, I would be upset if they made a Jungle Cruise 2 and didn't ask me back. That's a genuine question.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just wanted to know that.
Obviously,
just, hey,
I would be very upset.
Listen, this is what happens in interviews. You throw some curveballs in there, you see how they react, and you reacted well. It was good. This is what happens.
Maybe,
you go back and forward.
Maybe they'll look at that first movie and they'll be like, we like this character, this sort of hapless English posho that's in the jungle with them on the adventure, but we'd like to see it in blonde. And we know that there's a guy who has a great sense of humour, you know, competent dancer, if there was any scenes that required that. Mm-hmm. And obviously as well, very, very available. So,
well, busy.
Call his agent or just call him and he'll put on the voice of an agent like he normally does when he gets offered work.
I don't pretend. My agent would pick up, and then typically what happens is then she phones me and I sort of um and ah about it, and then we'd have a back and forth. If I got offered Jungle Cruise 2, there would be negotiation. I wouldn't just do what you did, which accept straight away, cry, and you know, I would negotiate. Mm. I would negotiate it back and forth. But dude, I remember you telling me, Jack, when you because where did you guys film again?
We filmed in Hawaii and
which is
Atlanta.
Amazing. The Rock also, he has his gym that gets flown out to these places, doesn't he?
Indeed, the Iron Paradise, which he travels around with him.
Did you have any moments where you went into the Iron Paradise and lifted some weights?
I was very fortunate to be invited into the Iron Paradise, which is a very sacred space. And very few people are allowed into the Iron Paradise other than the Rock.
How do you know this?
I know this. I've heard. Like, very rarely do fellow performers on movies with him get invited into the Iron Paradise.
And so
Statham
you went in
didn't
there.
Get the invite.
No, it didn't happen.
Driss didn't get the invite. Jack did, as Emily Blunt's plus one.
And wait, and it's a full gym in there. It's like a completely full gym that they have.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's a full gym, pretty weights heavy. You know, less cross trainers and exercise bikes. It's a lot of, well, Iron Paradise, the clue's in the name. But he had actually really sweetly, knowing that I was going there, taken a lot of the weights off the machines. So on some of them, it was just the bar. But even the bar was quite heavy. So I wasn't really able to do any weights. I literally just went on the one exercise bike that he had right in the corner of the gym. And he was, you know, doing... The lifty one. Triceps.
He was doing the lifty one.
The lifty one with a big chain around his neck. He did the chain and the lift. The lifty one with the chain. And probably with a little belt with some dangly bits as well.
Yeah, to make it heavier.
Can you tell I don't go to the gym regularly?
Well, listen, you shouldn't jump out that early, because to all the listeners who's listening now, you won't know this, but Jackson, you've been working out, buddy.
Oh.
Don't cover up now. Don't cover up. You've been working out, and Jack and I went for breakfast the other day, and you're doing something which I never thought you would do. But you're eating prep meals. That's what you're doing. So you carry around Tupperware.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. He carries around Tupperware and eats food from Tupperware to get gains on your rig, is the quote, I think you said, because you want to get more buff. Is that right?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
No, that is not true. You've completely elaborated this story. I simply didn't order toast with my breakfast. And you asked me why. And I said, well, I'm trying to cut down on carbs because I'm trying to eat a little bit healthier. I've got a personal trainer. I'm trying to get in shape. So I was like, I'll have a nice juice. Yeah. And then you asked the waiter to put some protein powder in it, which I did not want. But they brought me a juice with a load of protein powder in, which tasted disgusting. And I didn't have any toast with my egg. So I just had I had a very protein heavy breakfast. And I'll come clean with you, for the rest of the day I was in all sorts of bother. I was very gassy. I wished I'd had some toast and not had the protein drink. It was, yeah.
I think you're lying there, because
early bird
Jack
catches
had,
the game.
Jack had a celery. You had a celery. You said you wanted something green, a green juice.
Yes.
And I joked about putting some protein powder in the juice. And once the joke had finished, you still said to the waiter, can I actually get the protein powder? Thinking that, I don't know what you think about protein powder. What do you think it's going to do? You just drink it and automatically you just become like The Rock. Is that what happens? I don't think it is.
It's like powdered, you know, gains.
Powdered what? Muscles? That just goes straight to
muscles.
Muscles
go straight in. You drink enough of it and it's like water retention. You just retain the protein powder.
The thing about with your acting, because now you're, I would, as a friend, I'm saying you're stepping into that realm of sort of proper acting. So you could start getting the roles that start coming in. And I reckon, you know, and people take on roles and they sort of dramatically change their appearance and stuff like this. If they did a remake of The Machinist, people would just be like, you kind of look similar. But if they did something to you where you had to do bulk up, that would be a massive difference for you. I hope you get some movie where you have to bulk up. That's what I want to see.
Well, I have spoken to my agent about that. And I was like, look, Ryan, the truth is, for the right
don't
role...
Don't make up an agent name. Don't make up Brian.
You're the one that doesn't have an agent. You put on a woman's voice whenever someone calls you and pretend that you represent Jamie Lang. You do. Or I negotiate. No, you answer in a lady's voice and then negotiating is you putting down the phone, walking out the room, then walking back in and saying he'll do it.
Okay, anyway, so you said Brian, your agent. Yeah.
No, Ryan is his name.
Oh, Ryan. Okay,
Ryan is his name. Yeah. And yeah. I said to him, look, for the right role... I would be willing to bulk up. And he went, that's not really how it works. You've got to bulk up first and then you get the role.
I love
at your
it
level. Like if you're Christian Bale, that's fine. You can be like, oh yeah, I'll change my body shape when they offer me the part. But I'm not at that stage yet. I still have to audition and self-tape with my mum. And so you will have to bulk up if you want it.
I love that you're self-taping with Hillary. That is amazing.
I'll tell you, I self-taped with Hillary once. And this is probably the last time that I self-tape with her. Because obviously doing it with her when she's been the Rock, you know, not ideal, but fine. Sure. I did a couple of scenes once for
You're
another
quite
Disney
method
project,
as well, so it's quite hard. Yeah, yeah. Go, sorry.
Where it was
going,
a romantic scene. And it was...
yeah.
It was... It was for Prince Eric in The Little Mermaid. And my mum was reading The Little Mermaid and I was reading Prince Eric. And I listened to it back. I was like, I can't send that in. That is too weird. Like me sort of chirping my mum and my mum being a sort of girlish little mermaid and me as Eric. It was disturbing on every level. So I was like, I think we just have to pass on that role.
You try to flirt with your mum for a role.
Yeah.
For a role. You're
she was being all coy. It was like, ugh.
Oh, God. But I think it's just insane that how life goes, right? Because, you know, going back to Jungle Cruise, we've grown up, right, watching Disney movies.
Yeah.
Like, that's what we did as kids, growing up watching Disney movies. And now you're in a huge Disney film, which is possibly going to be a franchise. You know, it's that typical thing, you know, that question that everyone gets asked. But do you get those moments where you go, oh, my God, this is actually happening? Do you ever get those moments?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think Disney as well. Like, I have always been obsessed with Disney. Love like all the Disney movies when I was growing up. Went to Disneyland as a kid, and I'm a proper like you know a Disney fan. Right. And that moment when you watch your film and you see the Disney castle at the beginning with the star shooting across, and you like that bit like is honestly like that. It really does like kind of take your breath away. So that, I think being part of a kind of something that could hopefully become a kind of classic Disney movie is genuinely a real,
that's exactly moment. It. You're so right. It's that moment when you see the Disney castle and the thing going over. Mm. By the way, do you know what I heard this other day about Disney? You know when the thing goes over the top of the Disney castle?
Yeah.
People think it's Tinkerbell doing it.
Yeah.
Tinkerbell's not in it.
No. It's just a shooting star.
Yeah, and do you want to hear another thing? Do you want to hear another one that I found out the other day?
I mean, if you can follow up that cracker, then by all means, give it a go.
Get ready for this. This is the showstopper. I've saved this till the end.
Yeah.
You know when they say, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all?
Yeah.
That's not the saying.
What is the saying?
Okay, hold on, I have to Google this in my 10 minutes. Mirror.
Mirror.
Hold up. Mirror, mirror. Okay, here we go. So it's... Oh! What is it saying? Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Who's the fairest of them all?
No, it's not that. It's not that. It's actually changed the phrase. The phrase is something else. It's mirror, mirror on the wall. I can't Google it because I don't have time to Google it. But people still think that's the phrase, but it's actually not the phrase.
So you're not even going to tell us what the phrase is. You're just going to leave everyone in this weird state of limbo where they don't know what the phrase is from the film.
Okay, here we go. Actual quote. Okay, here we go. Ready? So here we go. So people think it's mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest one of all? It's not. It's magic mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest one of all?
I mean, so it's not like hugely different.
It's totally different. It's different
one
words.
One word.
It's not one word. It's totally different. It makes such a difference.
It does not. Yes,
it does. I can't believe that didn't blow your mind like it did mine.
Had a lot of time on your own in lockdown, did we?
Also.
Good fact.
Okay, also. Good yeah, fact. Yeah, yeah. You like that one? Yeah. Okay, listen. Full of them. You want to hear another one? You want to hear another one? I'll give you another one.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Get ready for it. Apparently, 98% of photos ever taken in history were taken last year. There you go.
That okay, that one is quite good. I mean, it's got nothing to do with Disney, but it is a good fact. You've now just moved on to random facts.
All right. Okay, I'll give you another Disney one. All right, I'll give you another Disney one. Here you go. The Lion King.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is based on...
They're not actually lions. They're tigers.
No. Firstly, two things. Oh, my God. You won't know this.
It's based on Hamlet.
No. Scar eats Mufasa. That's when he's picking the bone out of it. No one knows that he eats Mufasa because lions eat each other. And secondly, The Lion King is based on Hamlet. There you go.
I literally just another one said for you. That.
Did he just say that?
Yes. And you went, no, it's not.
Well, speak up, all right? Speak up.
You were so busy to get your other fact in, you didn't hear me give you the correct answer.
We've got to go back to Uncle Chris. I do want to say, because I only know we got a few minutes, I do want to say, it's just to all you listeners who are listening to this, Jack, you know, we've known each other for years now, and I had a moment sitting in the cinema, and I sent this to you in a message. Just super proud of you, because it really is, and it's not me just sort of saying it for the sake of saying it. It's such a good movie. It's such a good, like, it's got really good feeling and niceness about it. And the fact that you guys have had to wait how many, 2 years for it to be released?
We finished it in 2018, so it's like 3 years since we filmed it, and 2 years since original slate.
But with you, I remember talking to you about it. Because is it right in saying that there may be been a point where it actually wasn't potentially going to come out?
I think... It was always going to be released in some way, shape or form. Probably spent quite a lot of money on it keep it on the shelf forever. I don't think that was ever like a genuine concern that they might not release it at all. But yes, I mean, it's been a long time waiting for this to come out, and I'm so excited for it to finally be coming out and people to be able to just go and see it in cinemas. And I think it's also a great time for it to come out because I think people have missed going to the cinema. And I think this is a really great film to kind of win people back.
Especially families. It's a family movie.
Yeah.
So you're going to LA now to go and do press out there for it. Is that how it works?
Yeah, going to be out there with Dwayne and Emily in Hollywood.
Not with Dwayne and Emily. You're not going to be with Dwayne.
Yeah, you'll be hanging out with them, rubbing shoulders with them. Give it a week, your number will be deleted in that phone and your agent's number, which surprisingly is the same number.
Okay, do you want to hear what's surprising? You did a movie with Dwayne and I don't think Emily Blunt is on social media. Is Emily Blunt on social media?
No.
I checked that out.
Dwayne is, he's quite big on it.
Yeah, he's big on it. He follows, I think it's 400 and something people. You spent a lot of time. Hawaii, the Iron Paradise, you know, buddy, buddy, let's lift these weights. Then you went other places. Doesn't follow you on social media.
Follows me on Twitter.
On Twitter?
Yeah.
What?
We tweet each other all the time.
That is the biggest backhand I have ever heard. He follows you on Twitter.
Yeah.
What?
He also follows Spencer Matthews. Francis Ball, Hugo Taylor, a lot of the Mick boys, but not you, weirdly. He loves Mick, but just always felt you were a bit too extra for his liking.
I did a junket once with Gerard Butler. Anyway, and there was the usual, because we're doing this across Zoom at the moment. As you said, you're in the Corinth Theatre, I'm at home.
Yeah.
And I walked into the hotel room to do it with him, and... I kid you not, he was starstruck. He said to me, in his Scottish accent, which I'm not going to try and do, he went, oh my God, I love you. He went, I love you. And I went, oh, thanks, Gerard Butler. I really appreciate it. So, you know, Bake Off and Crystal Mays. Yeah. And
had he
MIT.
Mistaken you for Judge Rinder? Is that possible? I love you. The Channel 4 show.
Hey, Jake, when's the movie coming out? What date?
The movie comes out on the 30th of July.
And we can get it in the cinemas, we can get it on Disney Plus.
You can get it on Disney Plus, Premier Access, or you can go and watch it in a cinema with your friends, with your family.
It's going to be freaking great. And as I said before, I'm going to say it one more time, just really proud of you, buddy. And just think it's an incredible movie. And to every single person out there who is thinking about going to watch it, trust me, go and watch it. Take a date, take your family members, go out there and do it. Jack, listen, thanks for coming on the podcast.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you, buddy. I know you have to go back and do other things.
I'm going to go to the gym now. I'm going to have a quick shake and then...
Hey, listen, buddy. Okay, listen, what we like to do before we say goodbye, go and follow Jack, everyone, by the way, on all social medias like The Rock has. Go and watch his movie. It's really amazing. It's incredible. What we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Oh, I meant to do something inspirational.
Yes.
Why wasn't I prepared for this?
Well, I don't know. You're an actor. You can come up with something straight away.
An actor needs a script.
Come on. Hey.
Inspirational.
Yeah. Why not?
The early bird gets the gains. Dodge the toast. Head for the protein powder. Reap the rewards.
There we go. Jack Whitehall, thank you so much. See everybody next week. Bye-bye.
Carbs are the enemy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.